Patreons.
Patreoners.
Yeah, them.
Caught you off guard, didn't it, John?
Not really.
Well, fuck you then, whatever.
I mean, it did, because you didn't do the 200 echoes. That...
Well, you know why? Because I massively exposed myself last time. Not in that sense, Bulge.
You can't... What, your guts? Yeah, weren't you cock?
Well, I ran out of air, didn't I?
And we've decided... Oh, yeah, it was breathless. We've decided to be sensible this time and just wait for the food, because it seems to turn up faster and faster.
Yeah, yeah, we get to about here and then the food turns up.
Yeah.
Right.
And then there's a... we're back.
I'm sure that you intended to come across as professional there. But what actually happened was we waffled too much and then the food arrived. You made it sound like...
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. We decided to do it right this time. No, charcoal grill decided.
Charcoal grill.
Yeah.
Devon. Devon.
My thing, your thing?
Bordel.
Either. Meal free.
Well, I'm interested to know your opinions on separating the art from the artist, basically.
So we're referring to, like, Michael Jackson being a nonce, but some people quite like his music still.
I mean,
or P. Diddy.
It's kind of hard to not like Michael Jackson.
This is what I want to say, man.
I've got to be in the right mood.
Nah.
No, I genuinely, if it comes on, then I'm like, yeah.
I think it depends which song it is.
Yeah.
No.
That's the thing, because
if
for
it's
so
like
long,
the Earth song or whatever it's called.
Fuck that.
Get fucked.
I love Smooth Criminal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you seen that live? Because this is the other thing as well about Michael Jackson. He was a fantastic performer, fantastic dancer, blah, blah, blah. But in the world that we live in now, with social media and people becoming famous because they lip sync to some songs, right?
Yeah. Or they imply that they spit on a cock before they do that thing with it.
Yeah. Or have you seen the latest one, which is a bloke who went to Ibiza with a stupid haircut?
Yeah.
And now he's everywhere.
I'm actually shocked you haven't got that haircut.
I guess you ain't
got the hairline for it anymore,
I can't.
Have
you? Yeah, I mean, he's got a bit of a fryer tuck, hasn't he, in the back?
He has. And have you heard him talk?
No.
He's proper, like...
Proper Geordie.
Newcastle-y Geordie.
All I saw was...
He's like, my name's JK. I'll be for Thunder Bus. That was more sort of...
Is he from Birmingham?
Offensive and racist, boss, actually.
Is he a man from Birmingham? Boss, yeah. A boss.
It was Kebab Man Boss.
Oh, on the subject of that, just
what,
mild tangent.
Kebabs.
Right? You know, do you go to Yeovil much anymore?
No.
Do you know where Booker's is, don't you?
I know where Booker's is.
Great Live Road, or whatever it's called. You've got Booker's on the corner there,
yeah.
You've got the industrial estate,
yeah.
Penmill Industrial.
Can you pull that window too, please? Because it's coming through the mics. Sorry.
You did say this earlier.
Yeah.
Caught
fucking here now.
Shut up.
Yeovil.
So
Booker's.
Where you got Booker's, and just up from that was a car dealer, wasn't there?
Yes.
Next door up the road. So they went out of business, then it became a temporary home for Volvo before they went somewhere else.
Yeah.
And now
they went, this place is a shit.
And they went, this is a crap location. Now, it's got the ultimate money laundering business in there.
Barbers.
A barbers and a hand car wash.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about boat people.
Yeah. But it's just like, every time I drive past it, I go, that is... the top level of money laundering, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cash only.
Yeah.
Car wash. Get your hair cut.
Yeah.
Never anyone in there.
Yeah. Somehow.
Somehow it's turning over £2,000 a week.
I was going to say, somehow it's still doing £75,000 a month.
Yeah.
There's never any fucker in there.
The Turkish barbers in Cullumpton have bought a shop opposite.
Yeah.
Which never has anybody in it.
Yeah.
I didn't realise, I thought, I mean, Clinton's not massive, but I thought a bit risky, two barbers so close
Turkish
to each other.
Turkish barber wars.
Exactly.
They'll be macheting each other before you know it.
Exactly, that's when we needed some sort of, like, you know, gang warfare.
Yeah.
We're not in Somerset, for God's sake. And, yeah, it's owned by the same people. It's owned by the same people, and I'm just like,
what are you doing?
But the second
it's
one,
more,
like I said.
More money laundering.
Well, every time I drive past it, it's empty. Then when I realise it's owned by the same people, because I get my hair cut in the Turkish barber, so I'm part of the problem, I know. But I thought, I'll just go in there, because there's no fucking queue in there ever.
Yeah.
I'd have it all. They'd be like, oh, you know, you want this? Dinner? We've got nothing else to fucking
mate,
do.
Yeah, mate, you turn up and go, oh, fuck me, is someone actually in here?
Yeah.
I don't actually know how to cut hair, mate.
Well, that is my worry.
Sorry, boss, I don't know cut hair.
My hair looks stupid at the best of times. The last thing I want is some bloke going, I don't know, mate, I'm just paid £500 a day to sit here and do nothing. Snip, 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 circumcision. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Hang on, is that a mole or a penis?
I tell you what, I did see the other day.
It's got a wart.
I just heard that. Oh, God.
Can't circumcise that shag, is a mole. Oh, wait, no, it is a penis.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have a circumcision, I'd have a gender change.
Well, now you're a woman.
Yeah, we've taken your foreskin off, Sarah. There's nothing left. You got the tits. We might as well just pump you full of oestrogen. Anyway, I went to Bristol the other day, and I passed. I don't know if you two have heard about it. I doubt it. But there's obviously Debenhams have gone bust in them.
Yes.
What, properly? Like the online store?
I think the
online
is still going, but the stores
are
gone.
I know the stores went bust years ago now.
Yeah, one in Taunton. Can somebody do something with it, please? Local knowledge, but let's move on.
Such a lovely building.
It is as well, yeah.
It's fucking enormous.
It is. I think that's
the Wetherspoons going in there.
Yeah.
They put the toilets on the top floor.
Yeah, they would. Yeah. No, they build another floor and then put them on top of that. Yeah.
But you got to come out the back of the building first and then abseil.
Up a spiral staircase while pissed. Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, and abseil to get down. There you go.
It's on the high street. Well, if you can call it that in Bristol, there's fucking loads of high streets, I guess.
Yeah, I try and avoid Bristol as best I can. But yeah,
that reminds me, I need to pay the bastard clean air charge. And basically, some people have bought it, renting it, whatever, and they've turned it into a skate park, which I think is so fucking cool.
Yeah.
I'm not into it in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
But they've got this massive.
It's a good use of a big space.
Perfect. And do you know what they called it? Shreddenhams.
Yes. Nice.
That is cool, isn't that cool?
Yeah, I like it.
I saw it on social media and I thought, oh, that's pretty cool. And then me and Soph went to Bristol and we drove past it and I was like, oh my God. So we were stopping, obviously, for food. And I was like, I need to go check. And I just stood in the window like a 12-year-old boy, just like.
Like a nonce?
No, they weren't 12-year-old boys. I was the 12-year-old boy.
Oh, okay.
They were noncing me, if anything.
Reverse nonce.
Reverse nonce.
Ooh, nonce. Anyway. Yes, I thought that was cool. What the fuck were we talking about? Because you started talking about...
Turkish. We were talking about... See,
we were talking about Michael Jackson. How did we get onto this?
Nonce.
Ah, full circle.
There you go, full
that
circle.
That is professional podcast.
That is.
So, MJ is a fucking the man, as far as I'm concerned. And I don't... I mean, I know this is typical of me, but I don't necessarily... Because he's not actually a certified nonce. Has he got his qualifications?
I don't know.
His certificates?
It was always
if you watch that.
I've not seen the latest one with the two lads like, yeah, he touched fuck out of me, by the way. Is that what you want to talk about?
He scratched me on the inside.
Good few years ago, that was out.
Yeah, it was a good few years
but,
ago, actually.
Yeah,
but it's the most recent of the...
Yeah, if you watch that, it's kind of hard to disagree with it. But that's just very good. That's just very good. Broadcasting.
Yeah, I mean, because he's, from what I can gather, it's not something I've researched too much, because I don't want it to change my opinion, right or wrong. This is kind of what we're here to discuss tonight on the show. But, yeah, he's never actually been charged of anything, blah, blah, blah. It's all just, he was a bit odd, wasn't he?
He got more and more odd as time went on.
Yeah. But then also, and we touched on this when Benny was here, about sort of capital punishment and are people fixable? Is it, you know, psychological, blah, blah, blah. But he basically didn't have a childhood, did he?
No. And his dad was a fucking tyrant.
His dad was an asshole, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Absolute tyrant.
So then when he got older and was free and had loads of money, he basically reverted to childhood.
Yeah.
But the problem is when you're a fully grown adult, that is a bit weird.
Yeah, I mean,
you live on a fairground.
It's hard, isn't it? Because it's actually
towing
it's
three trailers everywhere at the same time.
It's the same kind of story.
No
MOT. Build a battered ERF.
They don't need an MOT, do they?
No,
mad.
Showman's rules.
Yeah. What? When's that a thing? Why is that? How has that become a thing?
Because I don't know, religion or something. I don't know how they.
Did you know that?
It.
Yeah, I didn't know it, but I don't. Don't know why.
I only knew it because...
It doesn't mean they can run overweight, though, because one got pulled into 27 back along and he was 65 ton.
Jesus, that's a lot for a sprinter.
Yeah.
Well, didn't one
the van, that is.
The van. You're overweight. Add the van.
The van, I mean. Didn't somebody get killed on the A30 because they had a blowout or something and it turned out their lorry was a honking piece of shit and they were like... But it does happen.
It does happen, yeah.
Anyway.
But, sure, no MOT, never gets inspected.
Madness, yeah. Isn't it? Why, on the basis
can
that
I just,
we're
just
a fairground.
Random question. Why is your next door neighbour pressure washing his car in the dark?
That's Rob.
That is, yeah.
Bless him.
He's just...
I mean, I don't want any slander. here going on with my neighbour because he's an absolute diamond of a man. But it is odd that he washes his car in the dark. You know Rob. It's typical Rob behaviour, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is exactly. Who's that washing? Rob.
Of course it is.
What in the heck? Rob.
Yeah.
Have you seen the scaffolding in my garden? Rob. Anywho. Michael Jackson's a jipper, we've established.
Yes.
Is that right?
Got an old DRF, triple toes with it. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Him can float gears like a good one, though. Yeah, so, I don't know, maybe Michael Jackson gets a bit of a pass because of the alleged nonsense.
But I just think,
how did he get a pass? For the lube parties and... Or what was the other? R. Kelly. Well, he's a bit rapey, wasn't he?
He pissed on a kid or something, didn't he?
Did he?
I'm sure he urinated on a 15.
Yeah,
but
I mean, he's in prison, so...
yeah.
He's obviously quite rapey.
Yeah,
but...
yeah.
Do you still listen to his music?
Back in the day, does he get a pass?
I don't know if it's about getting a pass. No, it's more about, do you listen to his music still?
Because there are people that would you still listen to his music?
That's what I mean. Does the music get a pass? That's kind of what...
Because I'll tell you what. When I was working in the clubs... Not gay clubs, before you say anything.
In the club.
In the club? Was either Diddy or R. Kelly. I think it might have been R. Kelly when he actually got convicted. Because it went on for a long time, didn't it? The whole R. Kelly nonsense.
Yeah.
I didn't really know much about it, but I just knew, what, he pissed on a kid? Bit weird. And then like 10 years later, he went to prison. I was like, what? But they were, one of the guys used to end with, my mind's telling me, that one. What's that called? That's
Bump and
is
Grind.
It? Bump and Grind. He used to end the night on that, which is great. Good song to end on. Because it would stop, there'd be a slight pause, and it would just kick into, my mind, like that. And he would just sort of slowly fade it down as the lights come up. And he was like, ugh, that's always been my signature song to end on, but womp womp, should I be?
Yeah.
And I was like, fucking crack on.
Mm.
Why does it matter?
I think the trouble is, which this bit I understand, but obviously, like, all of the music or art gets removed from all of the platforms.
Yeah.
Because somebody still earns money from it.
But it does get... Do you say it does or it doesn't?
It does. Obviously, it gets removed from the platforms. Because if they don't, every time you play it, I play it, Bulge plays it, everybody plays it...
They get money.
They get money.
Surely that should stop. It should either go somewhere else.
Well, this is my argument. Yeah, but
You can sell it.
But your assets get frozen when you get locked up.
Yeah, if you're a drug dealing kingpin and you buy a fuckload of cars and houses, they get taken off of you.
Yeah,
definitely, that's proceeds of crime. It's slightly different.
Yeah, you can't really call music proceeds of crime.
No,
you?
Definitely not. But if you can sell the rights to the music, which you can, then you can quite easily give it back to the record label.
Or if it's a band. I always
like
think...
Was it Lost Profits?
I was about to bring up Lost Profits.
Yeah.
Because when I was in my teenage years, I listened to it a lot.
Yeah.
And then the lead singer was... I mean, he did some really fucked up shit.
He did some heinous crimes.
Really fucked up shit. And it was like, I can't listen to this anymore.
But there you go.
But then...
But should you stop listening to it?
This is it.
Because Lost Profits have... died a death, haven't they, really?
Gone, yeah.
I mean, the only time Lost Profits gets brought up is for these kind of reasons.
Yeah.
But Gary Glitter, his Rock and Roll Part 2 song, that I love, by the way, is still featured in films, adverts, you name it, to this day.
Yeah.
To this day. So somebody's getting paid from that. And if it's him, because he's convicted, isn't he?
Didn't he run off to the Philippines or something?
He went to Thailand or something. Yeah. Weird.
Somewhere to avoid extradition.
Yeah.
But
extradition.
Yeah.
Okay. But I always think with something like this, that there is it doesn't matter what the circumstances are, there is always a support group for whatever has happened to you or people like you. So, for example, you're one of R. Kelly's victims, you know, and it's horrendous, and I'm not gonna pretend that you're not, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
But there is definitely a specific support group out there, which will no doubt be a charity, that surely will leave his music on,
mm-hmm.
and all of his money,
royalties
go straight to that charity.
Yeah, they should do that.
You know, and the record label gets fuck all from it.
Mm-hmm.
It literally every fucking penny goes to that charity.
Yeah.
Of what, whatever it is.
Because imagine, I did read somewhere, or see it on TikTok or some form of social media, but like the, is it guitarist or the drummer from Lost Prophets? His career was over as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It was just, bands didn't want to employ him because
you were associated with that group who did those things. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like,
yeah, but I didn't do them.
Yeah, but the reputation of our band, though, is we think it's better to play it safe. Oh.
Great.
Brilliant. Yeah. Okay, I'll
can't
stack
start your
shelves.
Own thing, because it'll be, oh, former Lost Prophets.
Yeah, exactly. That's all it'll ever
Lost
be.
Lost Prophets drummer.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, nonce.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
That's Lee Singer.
Yeah. That is the problem. And I think, genuinely, I think every band member in that their career was done.
Oh, yeah.
Genuinely.
I think so, yeah.
And it's like, oh, that is fucking mad.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But... Yeah, you know, I mean, you've got Lost Prophets, like Adam said, you've got P. Diddy, you've got Rolf Harris, as stupid as it sounds.
Yeah.
You know.
Timey Kangaroo Down Sport, whatever was he done?
Yeah, but is all the other shit that he did as well.
Yeah, true.
And I think this is the trouble, is that especially when you talk about someone like Rolf Harris, you know, you're talking about someone who... He did horrendous things to young children,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, he did loads for children in need. And I don't mean just the physical...
Parenting.
as in the charity children in need, just in general.
Yeah.
You know, he...
Yeah, but so did... What's his face? Now then,
yeah,
man,
Jimmy Savile.
That
and that's what I was going to bring up as well, is Jimmy Savile.
Again,
don't
give
him keys to the morgue, for fuck's sake.
I don't believe that, personally. I don't want to get all Holocaust denial on you, but I do think there was a lot of stuff that was just... It just seemed like a free-for-all when it comes to the whole Savile thing. And I know this is very controversial, but the stuff I've heard...
Oh, yeah.
I've even heard that he stole people's eyeballs and made a necklace out of them.
I don't think that was...
That sounds
but
spurious.
The morgue thing is true.
Is it true, is it?
He had his own key card.
Why?
Because
alarm
he was Jimmy
bells
Samuel.
Are ringing.
Yeah, but
he likes them rigid.
Oh, or articulated.
Oh yeah,
fan.
A legend.
But yeah, it's like. But then that's the thing. It doesn't excuse it, obviously. But at the same time, it's like, well, you know, I don't know. I don't really want to say it out loud, but
yeah. But this is the thing. Is that it's. If you think of megastars of today,
mm-hmm.
you know, obviously they're not going to do that subordinate shit that Jimmy Savile's doing. But you know, if you've got someone, I don't really know the best way to describe it, but there would be hundreds of firms or whatever that wouldn't think twice if Taylor Swift said, I absolutely love this place.
Yeah.
Can I have a key and I can just come in whenever
yeah,
I want?
True.
They fucking jump at the chance.
Well, this is the problem, is these people, like I said, the mega stars.
Yeah.
Are just, yeah, sure.
And
yeah.
And the trouble was, is that, you know, back in that time, the mega stars were very country specific, weren't they? Realistically.
Yeah.
You know, yes, okay, you did have the fucking global phenomenons.
The Michael Jacksons.
Yeah. But
then, like, yeah, like, I don't think did Oasis break America? A lot of people didn't break America.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I don't think they did. I don't think they did in their time.
No.
You know, and yeah, a lot of comedians don't, for example.
No, exactly.
A bit more these days, but even then, it's still difficult. But yeah, it's. But also, it's different back then because we had four channels.
Yes.
Now we've got 4chan.
I don't think that's even. Is that still going?
I think so.
Jeez.
Yeah, because the UK government wanted to take him to court for not complying with the Online Safety Act. They said, we're going to fine you £20,000 a day, and the 4chan, being an American company, went, go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
What are you going to do to us? Nothing. Fuck off, basically.
But, yeah, so...
Yeah,
you
no,
know,
it's true. Yeah, you say why, but these people... And we're all, you know... I find it odd as well. It's not... You know, on the same lines, but when like celebrities get given stuff for free,
just buy it.
This was a fucking prime example when that twat Rishi Sunak came and visited this area, and he went to Fordmore, didn't he?
That's right. Yeah.
You know, and they fucking gave him a hamper full of, and I thought, fuck that. He doesn't pay for fuck all.
No, he's worth billions as
He doesn't pay for fuck all. The last thing he needs is more free shit being given to him.
If it was me, I'd say, we've made this for you. And, thank God, sort of much made, right? Well, I don't know how he talks. He looks like he should talk like that. All right, we've made this for you.
Give it to that person there.
No, I said, it's 150 quid.
Yeah.
Cash or card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cash, I assume. You know what I mean? And I wouldn't just be like, oh, this is a gift from us. No. For a start, it's going in his fucking reception lobby.
Yeah.
And people, to help yourself, you're giving us free today. He's not going to be like, wow.
Take this home with the missus.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll try every single bit.
Exactly.
Nah.
That's not happening. But I don't understand.
We'll get the cook to cook some up for us.
Yeah. I don't understand this whole, just because you're famous, basically just, you can do what you want.
I think it's the whole businesses giving stuff away to celebrities and politicians is the
hoping they'll endorse it.
The publicity aspect.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, yeah.
Fordmore hand that over and then...
But it's not enough that he's there.
Fordmore, it's not enough,
He's there. It's like, what do you fucking want?
Yeah. People need free shit.
Get somebody to come and take a picture of you shaking his hand.
Yeah.
There you go. And it can go in the fucking mail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, the Post?
Yeah.
The Daily Rag.
I think you're all right to open the window again now, Bulger. Can't hear the washer.
He's warm, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all the farts. It's 20 degrees in here, apparently.
Gets
more than that.
Pretty quick, doesn't it? So, in answer to the question, I do believe that you should be able to separate the art from the artist.
Totally. Yeah.
Unless it's lost profits, then you can't.
But then again, where do you draw the line?
Yeah, I know.
That is the problem with it. Is if you do or you don't.
Yeah.
And I say you do. You do separate it.
I think you should. I think you should. And you know, and especially in circumstances like the Lost Prophets is a prime example, where one person's disgusting acts have ruined at least four other people's lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say boycott, really, maybe. Like, if you don't want to listen to it, don't listen to it.
Yeah.
But don't. Completely.
Yeah, don't tell us that
it,
I'm not allowed to.
I don't know if
it.
It's even on fucking Spotify.
I'm pretty sure Lost Prophets is gone. I'm gonna look for like Diddy.
I bet he's still there.
Yeah, he will be.
Yeah.
Yeah. R. Kelly's on there. Yeah.
Lost Prophets are still on here.
Really?
Yep. With King Nonce front and centre on the banner.
Fucking hell. I also want to say, like, did you know that Kasabian have, I mean, this isn't a recent thing, but Kasabian doesn't have the same lead singer. Do you know that? That one. That's them, wasn't it? Clubfoot. Don't look at me like you don't know
what that's not what it sounded like.
Literally, haven't.
Do you know the song? It's used in every sports build-up, anything to build
it's
up
a really
any tension.
Distorted bass line, basically, is what it is.
You'd be rubbish.
That's not what?
That's not what you did to begin
with. It wasn't great to begin with.
I'll tell you what.
It was definitely not.
First time
round,
was like, it's just Lyle making mouth noises.
Yeah, I tell you what, that was a bad example. That's called talking. I tell you what I would be fucking good at is the intros round on Nevermind the Buzzcocks.
I just said you'd be shit at that.
Shit?
With that first one.
Oh, the first one, yeah, they would have got anywhere. We should play that on a Patreon episode.
Yeah, we could, actually.
Should we do it now? Nothing else to fucking do? No, I'm joking. what was it? Yeah, they got a different lead singer.
Right.
Because he got...
banged up for nonsense.
No, nothing that bad. He knocked his missus about, which isn't great. Yeah. But they're still together. I mean, you know, I'm not condoning it.
Yeah, but when you're in the public eye...
But they're still together.
But then Chris Brown.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I don't get. And I'm like, because I used to say, change man, Chris Brown, right? For years. And someone went, should you say that? And I was like, why? We knocked Rihanna about. And I was like, and? Like, what's that got to do with me? And he was like, I was like, whatever then. But, so, they're still together. Because Kasabian went, no. I mean, his own missus forgave him.
Yeah.
I think the band would. So now he's set up on his own, right? And he's not playing anywhere near
Kasabian. That was
Kasabian with a C.
Yeah.
But it's
Kasabian.
Yeah. He's obviously not the same level as what Kasabian are, but pretty much every Kasabian, well, not fan necessarily, but every video on social media, not the same about Tom, not the same about Tom, not the same about Tom on every video.
Yeah.
And it's like, but you can't go back on that kind of decision, can you?
No.
It's weird. You brought up Kasabian and Clubfoot in particular. So, when I was leaving school, that was...
Christ.
That was
black
like,
and white.
Yeah. Silent films, Matt.
Held a tax, it was worse.
Yeah. But when I was leaving school, that was current. Pretty much.
Yeah.
What, the art of singing?
No, you spastic.
Horse-drawn carriages.
What Clubfoot was?
Yes.
Right.
And owing to a nasty breakup...
Rating season was aroused. Sorry, just hearing you say owing to...
Yeah, because of a nasty breakup, I still can't listen to that.
Really?
It's weird. It comes on and I think, yeah, this is actually quite good. And then I'm sitting there like a minute into it and I'm going, nope, off, can't do it.
So you don't know what the second and third minute sound like anymore.
Yeah.
The same as the first.
The Killers as well was the other one. Mr. Brightside. Oh, I can't listen to that shit anymore.
I can't listen to that just because I'm fucking sick to the back teeth of it.
It got overplayed a lot. But like I say, it was on a lot.
It still does.
Still is. I worked in a bar. I heard it the fucking time.
But back
time.
Then it was everywhere.
And
like
everyone always goes mental for it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Like they haven't heard it in fucking years.
I don't understand.
Years.
Every time it comes on, I go, oh, fucking hell. And not just because...
It's shit.
I can't be arsed with it and it's shit. But because of the bad memories, it's associated with it as well.
Music has...
It's really weird, isn't it?
Music and smells, I think, are the two things that can just revert you back to a time and place.
Yeah.
You know, it's mad. And even things like... Not necessarily like an exact time and place. It can sometimes be a period. Like you said, it wasn't that night or the day of. It's only just that whole period. Or sometimes it's very obscure. Like, I remember... I was living with you, and I can't remember what was going on. You know when, like, something happens when you're 19 and you think your life's fucked?
Yeah.
It's just a fucking... It wasn't anything crazy. Yeah. It wasn't a relationship, it wasn't anything, but there was just something going on. I was a bit down about it, and it was nothing. But I just kind of... And you're going to go... Bruh, 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 song's still playing. But I put on some Pink Floyd, because it just... I thought, just to chill me out. And it did, it helped massively. And every time in my life, I kind of need...
So he's still getting over it, because the song is definitely... He's on
I'm in the green. I can never be bothered by anything, because the Pink Floyd song's still going.
Have you ever seen a Pink Floyd
vinyl? There we go.
Yes, it's like
fucking huge.
Yeah, same size as the rest of them.
It's like the fifth wheel on your lorry.
And just as heavy.
Yeah.
Right. It's the same size as every other vinyl record, but there's only two tracks on it, okay? It's no bigger than the rest of them. There's two tracks on it. But
yeah, he's into his 14th keyboard solo. Nobody has a clue what's going on. It's been playing for 13 years.
Greenbeef is on my side. He's a big Floyd fan as well. So
yeah, but
it's me and him against the world.
Two wrongs don't make it right.
And we are both
my
wrong.
My dad likes Pink Floyd as well, if it helps.
Three wrongs.
There you go.
And no, that was track number one.
What shit?
But...
That's the first part of the anal solo.
But...
He stuck a flute up his ass and was like playing brown noise.
Right, this has been derailed.
You brought up Pink Floyd.
I did. But every time there's a moment in my life where I think, it's time for the Floyd. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I always, always think about driving out of Comstock.
Mm.
You know, you go...
Down the bottom of the hill, turn right.
But yeah, and you go round the corner.
Yeah.
Then you go up, up, up. Then you got that really sharp right.
Yeah.
That bit, you know what, you can turn left, and we went brapping in your Rover once and it ran out of fuel.
Yeah, had to ditch it in a field and walk back, get a car that was road legal, go to get some fuel, to put fuel in the car that was not road legal and then drive it home.
Before the police found it in a random field, which was the worst part, because it looked a bit dodgy.
Yeah.
whenever I hit a point in my life, which thankfully is far and few between, but every time I do think, I just need to listen to some Floyd. I'm brought back just because of the setting and everything else.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a something that should have taken 30 seconds, like Pink Floyd,
and 10 it's
minutes,
still going on,
like Pink Floyd.
Yes.
We're at half an hour.
All right.
What should we do?
Well, I don't mind. I mean, but my conversation point probably wouldn't come to much.
I can't think of anything. That's my problem.
I can.
Well, go on then. Tell us about that, and we might go from
there. Well, so I sort of thought about not necessarily childhood TV programs, but TV programs that you used to watch almost religiously.
The problem is, I know for well Bulge still watches them. Because you've not moved on from 2002, have you? You still listen to the same music?
I mean, if you're talking when you're a kid, like, get home from primary school,
TV Saved by on. The Bell.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes.
I never got into that.
What?
Never got into that.
AC Slater? He was some boy, mind.
Eh?
AC Slater? He was some boy. Who was the other one? The weird one? Sketch? Screech?
Screech.
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 Who was the other one? The main sort of lad?
Oh, God, fuck. Can't think now. I mean, anyway, what I was actually going to talk about was TV shows like Scrap Heap Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I loved a bit of Robot Wars.
And Robot Wars was the other one.
Do you remember when, not long after you first moved into your house, 20 years ago, or however long you live there now, Sunday morning, you'd be semi-hungover.
Semi-hungover.
Yeah. And we'd be like, fry up? Yeah, fry up.
Were you hungover as well?
No, no.
Why were you there?
Because I'd gone over. I'd either stayed there or I'd gone over. Semi-early doors, one or the other.
With fry up food?
Yes. Mackie D's or whatever.
Yeah.
Do that, and then we'd sit there for a bit vegetating, and John would be like, need coffee. And that'd be the third he had
every,
that
every day.
Yeah. He would have been like, I need my third coffee. Can't function without my third coffee. And then Robot Wars would come on, and we'd be sitting there shouting at the telly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
I always wanted to take part in Robot Wars.
What's actually a glorified remote control car? We're calling it a robot's a bit.
Yeah.
And there's obviously Craig Charles sat there, having done lots of cocaine the night before.
Yeah.
He's like, I was in Red Dwarf,
you
know.
Fucking Robot Wars, mate.
What are you doing?
Go ahead, lad. Fucking hell, he spun off into him, eh?
Oh, hit no disc.
Yeah. I don't know what I watched.
Robot Wars sounds good.
I mean, there's... You've now got
Bow
the...
Selector.
You've now got the Fuck American yeah. alternative.
I tell you what I did watch.
Which is BattleBots.
Yeah, no, I'm not interested in that.
It's quite good, as long as you're watching it on catch-up, and you can fast-forward...
The bollocks.
All the bollocks.
Because it's like... Oh, it is fucking painful.
I did love a bit of Scrap Heap Challenge, though. Now you said that. Fucking Scrap Heap Challenge was amazing.
It was so good. It was
Again,
so
another
good.
Red Dwarf character presented.
Yeah. Just me.
I tell you what I did used to love when I was sort of teenager-esque. Sort of mid to late teens, sort of school age, was...
Pornography.
In copious amounts. You'd even go, oh, fucking hell, next. Which I think you will. But it was 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps.
I never got into it.
Really?
Yeah, first response that you said.
Really?
Yeah, I never got into it.
I always really wanted to watch it.
Mm.
And I always tried, genuinely, I tried to watch it. I don't know if I was too young to understand it. As such, I don't really know.
You're older than me.
Yeah.
I was like coming of age, sort of still at school, but kind of an adult, kind of, you know. Some of my friends were like doing the old like drinking in a field, and I just wasn't into that. And they were young adults, and I was becoming a young adult. And I sort of, I don't know.
I did genuinely try and watch it several times.
I probably wouldn't recommend trying to get into it now.
No.
Can't imagine.
God, I'm trying to think what else was...
Men Behaving Badly. Did you ever watch that?
Yeah, again, I watched that in the 90s when I was...
I loved Men Behaving Badly, but I think I was... weirdly enough, because it's older, but I think I was too young for that.
Yeah.
Because my mum and dad were into it, and it was just kind of one of them that was always on at, like, you know, the repeat would be on at 11 o'clock on a Friday night.
Yeah.
The young ones.
Yes.
I liked the young ones.
Yeah. I was more of a Bottom fan than young ones, really.
Yeah, Bottom was always very good.
I do like young ones.
I was
ones.
Watching the young ones when it was a rerun in the 90s. So I was at primary school.
Yeah. With your sense of humour as well.
With my CRT TV that was about that big in the corner of my room. And I'd be watching the young ones at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Going, oh, I'm such a rebel.
But no, I loved Bottom. Massive, massive fan. And I was a huge Rick Mayall fan. I was genuinely gutted when he died.
Yeah.
I really was.
Yeah.
It's really strange, actually, when I was a kid. It probably explains a lot. So, you know how some parents are really hot on age ratings for films?
Yeah.
So, like, oh, no, it's a U or a PG you can watch. That's it.
Mm.
At primary school, I was watching whatever the hell I wanted.
Yeah.
The Terminator, Alien, Aliens... anything like
Alien
that.
Alien versus Predator?
Yeah, that wasn't around then.
Okay, sorry.
Well, I mean, we're talking like... I mean, I left primary school in 1898.
Is it true that you went to school with Thomas Edison?
What?
He was younger than you, wasn't he?
He
below
was. Yeah, below. I gave him the idea for the light bulb. True story.
Yeah.
Plagiarist cunt.
Oh, what was I going to say? It's about Bottom, I'm sure.
I wasn't allowed to watch Bottom.
Oh, age ratings, sorry.
Yeah, I wasn't. Really? Every time I went to watch Bottom, then, no, you're not watching that. It's like, why? I'm watching the young ones and they're both in that.
You're not watching that. It's full of. It's got two middle-aged men in underpants hitting each other with frying pans, Adam. You might end up weird.
Yeah.
It's like...
Here, watch this sci-fi horror film from the 1980s.
Yeah. It was weird, actually, because my parents were very sort of laid back. They weren't strict on things like that. I wasn't allowed to listen to the Marshall Mathers LP. Mum was Stan on it, but that was not allowed. There is a track where he is getting a blowjob, and I was 10.
True.
So it kind of makes sense. True. And I remember I was so young.
An album when that came out.
I was so young. I remember arguing with my friend Ryan because he was trying to convince me that
gigs all done.
They were trying to convince me that he was eating food. And I was like, they're doing something weird. And he was like, well, he's just fucking eating me. And I was like, we might not have sworn it. And I was like,
someone's eating summer.
Yeah. And I was like, looking back, I can see where you think he was because the same organs are being used.
Someone was eating something.
So I wasn't allowed to listen to that because basically, look behind the curtain, my dad was not dodgy, but he used to burn.
He was a rum lad.
He used to burn like CDs, games, he used to chip PlayStations, blah, blah, blah. So he used to sell games and sell CDs, or whatever CD you want. My dad would basically go to Woolworths, get it home, copy it, take it back and be like,
don't work, mate.
Ain't playing right. And to the point where Woolworths are like, I think your CD player might be playing up, because it can't be all of them, can it?
And Dad's
like,
Choices Video appeared, I need a new store. You could just buy them or rent them.
You just rent them. Yeah, for the games and that, it was great. And it wasn't actually until the parent of, my son wants the... M&M or something. Oh, yeah, I got that one.
Then he actually listened to it. And,
the mum was like, fucking hell, because she was Welsh. She was fucking hell. Order that album. Fucking order it. That's what it is. And I was like, really? He listened to it. And he was like, you're not listening to that. And it was the first time he'd ever said no to me. And I was like, what the fuck? Then GTA 3 came out. And it was still on the back of that. And I was not allowed GTA 3 until like a family friend was playing it one day, and I was like, this looks so fucking cool. And I was like, Dad, please, please. He was like, nope. And my dad's mate was like, it's not that bad, mate, honestly. Looking back, it was
quite bad. Yeah.
You could sleep with a prostitute and then kill her and get your money back. There was a lot of murder. You just run. It was the first real sort of free world game where
3D,
you could properly
the top
do
down
what
you... ones were okay. You could go and run people over.
Yeah,
but it's just a blob on a screen.
You just got they'd have six red pixels behind one wheel.
Yeah,
that was blood.
Yeah.
This was like people screaming as they were knocked over the roof of the car.
But yet you
setting
go
them
back
on
now.
Fire
you go back now and you play it now and you think, oh, God.
What a load of shit.
What a load of shit this is.
I tell you what, though.
Vice City's the same as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very annoyed. I played Vice City, and I was like,
God,
this is shit.
I remember when Vice City came out, I played the shit out of
that. I played the shit out of that as well.
It came out,
fantastic,
and I was like,
game.
You ain't seen me for a few days.
Yeah. Fantastic game. And for me, I mean, I'm a massive Scarface fan.
Yeah,
it's basically Scarface. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. Fucking love that.
Yeah,
and the Matt Hoffman games. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Amazing. Did you ever have SSX Tricky?
I did.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Bulge, do you want to feel really old?
Oh, go on. I already feel old.
Okay, let me work this out.
Especially when you're pretending you're young at my expense when you're fucking not.
I am. Compared to you, I am.
He is.
No, I'm not saying that.
Hang on, bear with me. So you know Vice City was based in the 80s?
Yes.
If Vice City was to come out now and be based on the same time period...
It would be the early 2000s.
It would be 2009.
What?
2009.
When did it come out?
It came out in 2002 and was based in 1986, which is a difference of 16 years. 2025 minus 16 is 2009.
So we're nearly in 2026.
So we are nearly... So basically 2010. If that came out, yeah, it would be...
Oh, man.
Like, all those hits on the radio that were all like...
Were only like...
It's like something from 2010. Now, half the artists we were talking about earlier
so
would
like,
feature
like
in
listening
it.
Listening to...
Yeah. Rihanna, Umbrella, yeah. Ella,
or
Ella.
It's like listening to the first Focus album. Because that was only...
Yeah, right? It would be that.
Oh, fuck me.
Doesn't that make you feel fucking ancient?
Oh, no.
More than normal? Crazy, isn't it?
Bit of a gas problem in this room, like that.
Mm. Gas leak. Right, 40 minutes?
Yeah.
Shall us?
Yeah.
Because it's not really supposed to be half an hour long, people might forget, you know.
I like giving you a bonus.
Right, so just before we go, we've got a favour to ask all of you.
Yes, we do, actually.
We would massively appreciate it if... You, any of you lot, slash all of you.
No, all of you. There's not that many of you. All of you, please.
Would do something to help promote our business.
Don't call it that.
This litter.
Sounds very impersonal.
Yeah. yeah, so we are going to try and make a bit more of a concerted effort with social media posts, etc., etc. And we would really, really appreciate it if you guys could share it to your story or share it to your feed, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that you wanna share it to.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just kind of think the more eyes that can see it, the more people that might give the main episode a go because that's free, and then think actually, it's all right.
Well, it's more about the fact that we have never pushed. This we've not, you know, drummed the hell out of it on social media. We've not done this, we've not done that, we've not rammed it down people's throats. As you know, because you've been listening for a long time, we do this because A, we want to, B, it gives us an excuse to actually be together every 2 weeks.
Huh.
And yeah, and we know people also enjoy it, which is another reason why
we seem to have built up quite a nice little
we do have a fantastic little group, and it's not an issue as such, but we've been going for nearly 5 years. And we are getting, I mean, I'm always surprised at how many listens.
Yeah.
But in the scheme of things, it's minuscule.
Mm.
Which we don't care. We've always said we don't care if no one listens. But you're our loyal fan base.
Yes.
You do your bit and chuck us a few quid down the internet every month. We really appreciate that. If you could just, like John said, share it to your stories, share it on your Facebook, share it on whatever it is. Just give us a little plug. It takes you a couple of minutes. And, you know, if we can get a few more ears on it. And it would be nice if the Discord was a bit busier, if there's a bit more going on. There's things I'd like to do, other bits and bobs that kind of...
Like join the Discord or...
I can't go back now, can I?
Yes.
It's almost like getting the Leeds and Kasabian back.
Not really.
I'd never live it down, would I?
Yeah.
It's better bury my head in the sand. I might come back. Share this, I'll come back.
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that, no one will share it. But yeah, no, it just would be nice, really. It just would be nice as a whole. It doesn't cost you anything. It takes a couple of seconds out of your day. I need to be hotter on, or we, I should say, I should need to be hotter on posting stuff on social media with like, oh, there's a new episode out. Because if we don't do that, we are purely relying on the people that have subscribed through their app.
Yeah.
Or else they wouldn't know. Unless they go, oh, I haven't heard Lemonade Lost. Oh, they've released 4 episodes. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
just share our stuff, basically. We'd really appreciate it. And I know all of you have, but if you could just leave a review as well, if you haven't already, or grab your partner's phone, or grab your mate's phone, or whatever, and just go on there and give them 5 stars.
Yeah.
We'd really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Bold say those are silly.
I'll silly.
Right, thank you so much for listening. 45 minutes, still ain't bad.
Nope.
Not bad for comedy nickel. John, say bye.
Bye.
Bulge, say awesome cut. Fine, say bye.
Bye.
Aw.
Bye.
Right, bye.